KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis. This update is brought to you by Hayden Holmes. Let's go to the newsroom and Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. Unemployment dropped in all three Central Oregon counties in April. Unemployment was around 12% in both Deschutes and Jefferson County last month, falling half a percentage point in both counties. In Crook County, it's 15%, falling about also a half percentage point. Statewide, Oregon's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in April was 9.6%, down from 9.9% in March. Prineville City Council will again discuss tonight how to resolve its nativity scene controversy. The city has struggled with how to allow a Christmas display downtown without getting the city sued for allowing a religious display. Mayor Betty Ropey says a private citizen has come up with a potential solution.
It really looks like there is a program afoot that would allow private citizens to do this without the city being involved. And my personal opinion is that's probably the best route to accomplish everybody's desires.
Bob Orlando is the one who approached Mayor Ropey.
I'm going to go ahead and make arrangements to have an appropriate space available for the nativity scene and any other Christmas display, that tasteful, appropriate Christmas display than any other citizen or group in the city would like to erect over the holidays. And I said, I'm just going to take it upon myself to do it.
Attorneys believe this would absolve the city from responsibility and would not make them vulnerable to legal challenges. The council will discuss the proposal at tonight's meeting. Redmond City Council plans to act tonight on buying Evergreen Elementary now that its urban renewal district is in place. Mayor George Endicott expects plans to move forward.
And so I think we're prepared to vote tonight. Staff will probably present some final information on, you know, looking at, you know, a cost benefit. I mean, what, you know, how much should we pay? What would it go for? How would the price of, you know, an existing building compare to building a new building?
It's expected the city will pay $250,000 for the school and put $10,000 toward maintenance of the building. Since the downtown urban renewal district is approved, it's planned the city would become Redmond's new city hall in several years. If the city council approves the deal tonight, then the school board must sign off on it as well. And also coming up, now that Bend voters approve its road measures, what's next? We'll tell you. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.